A 10-year career, luxury cars, weekend getaways to Vegas, boat club memberships, Scott and Taylor Rickens had built the life everyone said they should want. Yet beneath the Instagram perfect surface, something gnawed at them. Despite solid incomes, they lived paycheck to paycheck. Daycare consumed most of Taylor's salary. Their San Diego neighborhood demanded million-dollar homes they couldn't afford. Then, stuck in traffic one February morning in 2017, Scott heard something that changed everything. A man who retired at 30 by spending less and investing the difference. The FIRE movement, financial independence, retire early, promised freedom not through earning more, but needing less. The math was elegant. Save 25 times your annual expenses, invest it wisely, and live off the returns forever. Someone spending $40,000 yearly needed $1 million invested. Suddenly, Scott's million-dollar idea wasn't a startup. It was escaping the work-spend cycle entirely. Scott dove into FIRE research with convert's zeal, but Taylor felt defensive. Money conversations always devolved into blame about who overspent. So Scott tried something different. One evening, he asked Taylor to list her 10 happiest weekly moments. Her list surprised them both. Hearing their daughter Jovi laugh, morning coffee together, bike rides, wine and chocolate, family calls. Scott's list mirrored hers. Reading to Jovi, outdoor time, cooking together, music. Not one item involved their BMW lease, boat club, or shopping trips. They were trading precious time for things that brought no lasting joy. This 10 things exercise became their compass. It revealed a profound misalignment. Their spending didn't reflect their values. The revelation made frugality feel less like deprivation and more like liberation. They weren't giving up happiness, they were reclaiming it from a consumer culture that had convinced them joy required expensive purchases. With newfound clarity, they scrutinized every expense. That daily Starbucks, $133,161 over 30 years if invested instead. Taylor's BMW lease, 18 additional months away from Jovi. The $6,000 boat club membership they barely used? Absurd. Taylor listed her beloved BMW on a car swapping site. Leather seats versus more time with their daughter suddenly seemed obvious. Scott canceled the boat club. They cooked at home. But the hardest part wasn't giving up luxuries. It was navigating friendships. When friends suggested expensive restaurants, they tried excuses before discovering honesty worked best. Sharing their FIRE journey often sparked fascinating conversations about money and meaning. Their biggest expense remained housing. Coronado's market meant even modest homes cost over $700,000. After months of budget cutting, they made the painful decision to leave California entirely, recognizing that geographic arbitrage could dramatically accelerate their timeline. Taylor grieved the friendships and beach lifestyle, but reminded herself that every major life change had initially triggered fear before ultimately bringing happiness. During their nomadic year, Scott and Taylor connected with FIRE pioneers who demystified investing. They'd previously followed basic advice, minimal 401k contributions, avoiding credit card debt, but missed a decade of growth keeping savings in regular bank accounts. At an Ecuador retreat, they learned three transformative principles. First, index funds, diversified baskets representing entire markets, historically yield 10% annual returns with minimal fees. Even Warren Buffett recommends them over stock picking. Second, fees devastate long-term wealth. A $100,000 investment over 40 years grows to $2.13 million with 0.05% fees, but only $1.4 million with 1% fees, a $630,000 difference. The gap between a 0.04% expense ratio and the 1-2% charged by managed funds costs hundreds of thousands over decades. Third, compound interest creates exponential growth when returns are reinvested. Money invested in your 20s multiplies for decades before retirement. These concepts transformed Taylor from randomly selecting 401k funds into an enthusiastic investor eager to discuss strategies with anyone willing to listen. Several months in, Scott hit a wall. With Christmas approaching, they had $93 left in their gift budget, down from $1,500 the previous year. He spiraled, questioning whether extreme frugality was worth abandoning their comfortable life. Brandon, a fire veteran, warned against obsessing over financial independence at the expense of daily happiness. Money, he emphasized, is merely a vehicle for optimizing life experience. This shifted Scott's perspective. He crafted a mission statement: I will be present for those who love me and rely on me. I will live a rich, happy, and fulfilling life, and I will empower others to do the same. He realized FIRE isn't about penny-pinching to retire quickly. It's about building a lifestyle aligned with deeper purpose. For Christmas, they bought secondhand books for Jovi and created a Secret Santa tradition focused on experiences over material gifts. The key lesson? Flexibility is essential. Frugality causing harm and stress isn't FIRE. It's just misery with a spreadsheet. After falling for Bend, Oregon, a bikeable, outdoorsy town with great schools and 300 days of sunshine, they found their dream house with floor-to-ceiling windows overlooking pine trees. The $480,000 price stretched their budget, but they rationalized and raised their offer to $505,000 in a bidding war. Then Scott had second thoughts. They were slipping into old spending habits that could delay FIRE for years. After painful reflection, they withdrew their offer, recognizing that housing decisions make or break financial independence. Housing expert Michael Kitsis had warned them, when housing costs less than 10% of income, small expenses become insignificant. When it consumes 30-50%, no amount of coffee skipping compensates. They eventually purchased a modest $420,000 home that aligned with their values, maintaining their aggressive savings rate. The experience taught them that FIRE requires constant vigilance against lifestyle inflation and societal pressure to continuously upgrade. They chose a dream life over a dream house, investing in future flexibility, family time, and meaningful work rather than square footage and granite countertops. 1 year after leaving San Diego, Scott and Taylor had cut possessions by half, achieved a 70% savings rate, and pushed their net worth past $300,000. In Coronado, they'd saved just 16% of their $142,000 income, with retirement 34 years away. Now, they saved 58%, with financial independence possible in 10 years. But the transformation went deeper than numbers. They discovered that genuine happiness, meaningful relationships, purposeful activities, creative expression, contribution to others costs remarkably little. Financial independence isn't about having millions. It's about having enough to live authentically according to personal values rather than consumer culture's endless demands. Scott's journey from stressed creative director to documentary filmmaker exemplifies this shift. Rather than abandoning work, he transformed his relationship with it, choosing projects aligned with his values, working fewer hours with greater satisfaction. This represents FIRE's true promise, not permanent vacation, but freedom to pursue meaningful work regardless of monetary reward. Whether volunteering, creating art, homeschooling children, launching social enterprises, or addressing community challenges, financial independence provides the ultimate luxury, spending your limited time doing something that matters. In a world measuring success by salary and square footage, FIRE offers a radical alternative. Measure it by freedom, purpose, and the richness of daily experience. Your life isn't a rehearsal. Start aligning money with values today and discover what becomes possible when you stop trading irreparable hours for things that don't make you happy.